Well, Alan, good to catch up with you at Test Day, Media Day here at Silverstone. We're stood under blue sky and sunshine, and we're going to be going racing again soon. It's great, isn't it?
Isn't it? I hope the weather is a portent for the future of the season, because it's not a cloud in the sky. This is the warmest, nicest weather we've ever had for a launch day. So, as I said, hopefully it's a good omen for what we've got coming forward.
We've got the cars testing in the background, lots of work going on, and walking up and down the paddock yesterday, talking to the drivers and the teams, they're all whispering that this season could be one of the most hard-fought and closest we've seen for a long time, because there are no really old cars on the grid.
No, you know what? And 3 minutes ago, I was having the same conversation with someone else. It's incredible that when you think of everything that we've gone through over the last 12 months with the pandemic and the economic squeeze on people, you know, a third of the grid are brand new built cars. You know, the oldest car we've got is, I think, a 2018 model. So therefore, there's a lot of good new cars in the hands of good teams, which they didn't have before. So there's no reason why it's going to be much more competitive than it was. Sorry, there's every reason why it's going to be much more competitive than it was in previous years, because of that alone. A new car is always a step forward for every team.
And a good point that you make about, you know, the pandemic having that impact, yet there's new teams, new cars on the grid. It's been tough for the teams with sponsorship, hasn't it?
Of course it has. You know, they've had to fight for every dollar they've got, and I don't pretend for a minute that all those new car bills were done easily. You know, certainly not. They've raided the kids' piggy banks, and they've done everything to it. But what it really does show to me is the commitment that they've made into this championship. So going forward, you know, they haven't built those brand new cars just for 1 year. You know, there's such a depth of commitment for this championship going forward, and that's really pleasing for me, and equally it should be for everyone else involved, spectators and TV audiences, that they can see that those teams have made that commitment and are looking to the future.
Yeah. A couple of things shaking up the racing this year. We've got the option tyres coming back in for some of the rounds. We've got the shootout for pole position. And two visits to Thruxton, which is that marvellous Marmite track. Whenever I talk to the drivers, they either smile with fear or smile with glee. School's going to start again. The lights are going to go out at Thruxton. No ballast. Everybody's going to be giddy. That's going to be some spectacle, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's... starting not at Brands Hatch or Donington is something new to us, but Thruxton is such a great way to start, because, as you say, there's an equal amount of joy and trepidation, you know, amongst the drivers, and that's immediately obvious come qualifying. You know, you'll see the people on the front row are the guys that actually love. No one's on the front row of the grid by driving through fear around there. So it's immediately obvious. So it's such a great theatre to have Thruxton as a fast bowl speed bowl that'll produce different results from what you would normally get if you were at Brands Hatch for the opening round.
Also, Thruxton tends to favour the front-wheel drive cars. I was talking to Dick Bennett over the winter, and he was, obviously, you know, that he would say he'd like all the cars to be rear-wheel drive. Of course he would. Is it going to be closer between the front-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive this year?
Well, it was last year. I mean, the cars are as close as you can get. You know, when you go to race meetings and you find that, you know, the top 22 cars are covered by, you know, 6/10 of a second or something like that, that's as close as you want, and that's front and rear wheel drive and all sorts of different body shapes and different engines. So yeah, of course it's going to be close. That's the way the regulations are.
And just finally, Alan, obviously lots of chat on social media about when fans are going to come back and how they're going to come back. I know all of the drivers have said they can't wait to see faces pressed up against the fences around the circuits. What's the latest on that?
Totally agree. Well, look, obviously the first round of Thruxton, unfortunately, is behind closed doors because we have to follow the government roadmap. The second round at Snetterton will have a limited number. I think the government have set a limit of 4,000 at that event. We have to again comply with that. And then, according to the government roadmap, from Brands Hatch onwards, it's unrestricted on numbers. I think as far as unrestricted goes, there will be some sort of restrictions because there will have to be social distancing and everything else. But for all intents and purposes, unrestricted numbers. So from Snetterton onwards, we'll get a feel of some of atmosphere again. And Brands Hatch, being an indie circuit, you'll get a lot of people in a small environment. That'll be when we really know that we're back and the crowds are back with us, and we can't, you know, we can't wait. You know, sometimes as competitors, we sort of get a bit annoyed with the traffic and everything else that the crowds bring with us. You know, but as soon as you don't have them, that's when you realise you miss them.
It's an interesting point that, because last season with no public and no sponsors in the paddock, the drivers had fewer commitments over the weekend, and they were so much more relaxed in lots of ways. And of course they want the people back this season, but it's going to be interesting to see how their mindsets change again.
Look, crowds bring extra pressure, you know, it brings extra pressure on all of us. We've got to make sure we're doing and the right thing, and we've got all sorts of different commitments to do. Same for me when I have our sponsors here, you know, so it brings extra pressure and commitments. But I think last year taught us that we'd rather have that than not, you know. So you know, the only good thing about not having crowds last year was the traffic flow was really good coming in and out of the circuits. Other than that, you know, we really did miss them, and we are really genuinely looking forward to having them back.
So good to catch up with you, Alan. We're obviously both being COVID compliant and wearing face masks, but I can tell that you're smiling because you're looking forward to this season, aren't you?
I am. I can't wait, and you know, the off season's been too long.